The Spirit for the next 2 minutes. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Sombreta Baba has Cabinanto Bratelandia. Jambreta Boboko Sovrendependente. Lingrata Baba Daskata Cambreta Bamburasa de Bante. You reign forever. Your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. Peaceful. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever. Increase the volume, increase the volume. Ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. Oh my God. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. When you are here, 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 go ahead, bring this way for 2 minutes. When you are here, 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 when you are here. This is a song of power. It's 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 a song of power. Power, 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 power. It's a song of power. It's a song of power. I feel the presence of angels everywhere. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
When you are here.
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 Jesus.
Tabarasa brante kabarahatenia. I grow samenta kambre da baros kabata mantele. Jaibreto babanta braka bata bariaso kabanta brana batalia. I go rabate perus kabatandele. Ika mai la dosa kai la bakatiande de benatwa. I go bate kabande borasa banankabadia. Siate, siate, cambre do bora sabananta cabela. Aye, nene mamma. Sinana macania de manos, anada mana. Manade, somanana caida de mano. Sinana macanima, inamanaco. Sadenemo,
Jesus' mighty name. You can be seated if you can. Let me just strike a chord and then prophet comes on. Just be playing that too. The power of God is so strong in this place that we might have to be compelled. You can be seated, sir. You can be seated. Acts chapter 1. Verse 8. The power of God is making me sick. You know, sometimes the power can make you sick. But this is not the time. Let's talk about the scriptures. In the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8, the Bible says, are you there? If you are there, say amen. The Bible says that ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Are you with me? Ye shall receive power when? It then means that you have received the Holy Ghost doesn't mean the power is present. You see, this thing I'm telling you now, I have to learn it in a very tough way. That's when I found out that being a believer and being filled with the Spirit, or rather being baptized in the Holy Ghost, and even praying in tongues is not equal to power. That means, now remember that the purpose of the Holy Ghost coming upon a man is that somehow power will be precipitated. Remember, the scripture says that after this phenomenon, this experience, what will happen is that you will be my witnesses. I want to ask you a question. Can a man be a witness without power? Because the scripture is saying that he shall receive power. And the purpose of power is for you to be a witness. So any man that does not have power to witness Christ Jesus, that person is an inaccurate person. You are living outside of the prescription that is found in the kingdom. Remember, this instruction that Jesus is giving them, this commandment, was as a result of series of teachings that took place. The Bible says that he taught them things pertaining to the kingdom. It is in kingdom context that we find out that there is nothing we can advance for God except power is present. You see, are you with me? Anytime you see something moving, then power is moving it. What is power? Power is the ability to do work. Then if something is moved from one point to another, what is work? How many of you these sciences? Distance. First time is distance, right? That means there is distance and there is what? Say force. Now let me tell you, many things will never happen until force comes in, until power comes. Is it not Newton's first law of motion? He said that a body will continue in its state of rest until it is acted upon by an external force. You need to know why things are the same. It's because you don't have power. When power comes, then things begin to react. Do you know that sometimes your roommate is even possessed with devils? But because you don't have power, you are sleeping with the person. Even in the night, they press you. But when power comes and the person looks at your eyes, the Bible says that the Gadarene looked at Jesus and cried out. I used to think that it's not possible for demons to look at you and cry out. Those days, you come and do deliverance for 3 hours. That is because you have not touched the realms of power. Oh, there is a day I went to Kaduna. I just waved my jacket and you were there. That one we held that place. By 2 a.m., I just shouted, fire! And the whole of the people were possessed. Prophet, they now told somebody to tell my sister that the court that sent them is not aware that I'm the one coming. Now, I need to tell you that it wasn't so before. I was a tongue talker, but there was no power. Until one day, I went to preach to somebody. And as I was, you must have heard my story. I was telling the guy to be born again. We did Bible exegesis for 4 hours. And then I was able to convince the guy to tell him that my position in doctrine is correct. Now, your position in doctrine can be correct. But if there is no power, there can't be any way that the man will be convicted. Men are not convicted by argument. They are convicted by power. The Bible says when the Holy Ghost fell on the day of Pentecost and they began to ask what was happening, Peter stood up and began to explain to them that this thing you see is that which was spoken
in the book of Joel, he said that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your young men will see visions. People will prophesy. And when he was talking to them, he said the end point is that the Bible said they were pricked in their heart. They were what? Caught in their heart. See, you can talk to somebody from now till the next 5 years. He will never understand your gospel. Because the heart of man is very deep. It will take something from God to cut into the heart of man.
That is why the Bible says, talking about Jeremiah, he said, my word in your mouth, is it not hammer? My word in your mouth, is it not fire? The Bible told us in the book of Hebrews that the word of God is also a sword. There are three dimensions that the word of God can take so that it can accomplish God's purpose. One is what? Fire. Two is what? Hammer. Three is what? Sword. All these things are not possible except the power of God comes upon the word. What is in a man's word? It is the power of God. The Bible says that Jesus came when everybody was sick, all the sick and oppressed. They brought them to him in the evening. And the Bible said, with his words, he cast out the devils and delivered them. What is in the word of Jesus? When Jesus speaks like this, the Bible says that they have not seen any man speak like this. Because with great authority and power, he made known. Now, I need to tell you that they have been hearing teachings. So it is not as if you are saying what they have not heard before. But this time around, there is a vacuum. Something has incubated that world. And when that thing incubated, it will cause the desire change. You will see somebody that is full of masturbation. The spirit is hanging in your life. When you are talking, when the person sits under your ministration, the spirit will check out. You can give him advice from now till tomorrow. Nothing will happen. I met a friend when I was in youth service. He met our president and told him, this is my problem. He gave him advice and prayed with him. Say, pray with him. Say, pray with him. Even you, as you are praying with the person, you know nothing will happen. He met the other one, he prayed with him. Until he met me. He met me and said, I don't have time. I will see you later. One day I was coming back from where I was doing my PPA. When I came back, I saw him. I said, come, let's deal with this thing. He now, when he now came to my presence, he now told me what he didn't tell the others. He now told me that when he was in campus, that he was deep into witchcraft and all these things that they did, that he took people's name and used his back and climbed mountain and used nail and nailed it. That he will be sleeping like this, they will bring gun to shoot him. That sometimes he will be in the dream, they will carry him to coronate him the chief priest of his village. Is you that think you need to go to the village to become the high priest? They can summon you. You don't know. Somebody was in USA and they simply brought his name here and called his name. Emeka, Emeka, come back. And the person headed in USA, turned, carried his bag, entered flight, came back from USA to Lagos, from Lagos to Onitsha. And then he is using nylon and moving on the road. You need to know that there is such a thing as that. You cannot come and be contending with our power. You will be a disgrace of the gospel. You will be a bad representation of what we talk about. Even Jesus knew the place of power. So even when he was filled with the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit filled him and drove him into the wilderness so that he can stay in the place where power can be precipitated. It was when he came out, he said that Jesus came out in the power of the Spirit. The Bible says that when he spake after then, that the whole city went to see him. Then something has come upon his life. It was then that he cast out devils. When he spoke, men's life had changed. Nothing can happen without power. The Bible says, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. The Holy Ghost is not exactly the same thing with power. But the Holy Ghost came so that what? Power will come. I don't have time to show you through the scriptures. Even the New Testament, you will find out, I think in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2. The Bible says that my speech and my teaching is not with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of what? Spirit and what? Spirit and what? Spirit and what? Power. Then you come to the book of Acts chapter 10 verse 38. The Bible says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about being good
and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with what? With the Holy Ghost and with what? Now, if you go to the book of Luke chapter 4, I think in verse 1, the Bible spoke about Jesus. He said, he being filled with the Holy Ghost. He is filled with the Holy Ghost. And then the result of Jesus being filled with the Holy Ghost is that he was driven to the wilderness. You know what is driven? Most of the times, it's not because you like it. That's why you are fasting. That's why you are praying. That's why you are so. But there is a need for power. That is, I'm not saying power is done. Is a need. Power is a need. If the kingdom will make advancement, it will ride on the wings of men who has touched power. That is why we have to educate you on things pertaining to the kingdom, so that you will get the right perspective of the power that is coming. But as for power, power will come. I tell you, there are two major ways to know that revival has come. One of them is that there will be a blazing holiness in the life of the people. Another one is that there must be a mighty move of God's power. You can't say there is revival without power. It's fake. You can't say there is revival without holiness. It's fake. These things, people can't stop themselves from walking in it. There is this way we are praying and fasting. You can't stop power from coming. On that journey, the path of spiritual progress. Once you are doing this thing, you are doing them, power will come. When that power comes, you will see how you will crumble Satan in one day. You need to know that people want to love God. People have found out that people actually love God. It's just that they have not seen you portray the one they want. They cannot come to your own God because it is a powerless God.
When you are here, the Bible says, he shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be my witnesses. Now, the question is, don't you have the Holy Ghost? Since you have the Holy Ghost, where is the power now? Touch your neighbor. Say, don't you have the Holy Ghost? If you have the Holy Ghost, where is the power? Where is the power? Where is the power? Where is the power? It's something to cry about and weep about. See, let me tell you, let me tell you something about the power of God. Let me tell you, until God is sure and sure and sure that you want it, it will never come. Until God is over sure that you want this thing, it will never come. If you are willing, if you are content in continuing this way, you are powerless. Someone will bring poison, it will touch you. If you want to continue like this, continue. But if you are desperate, then something will fall upon your life. Something will fall upon your life. Lift up your hands. Say, God, don't leave me like this. Don't leave me like this. Pray. Don't leave me like this. Don't leave me like this. I don't know. Me, I'm tired of this level of existence. There must be a higher place where glory and power dwells. Where men will be mantled. Oh my God. Oh my God. Zonamanta, kidabata, kidabata. When your brethren have power, it doesn't stop you from having your own. The Bible says when the Holy Ghost came on the day of Pentecost, every single one of them received the fire on his head. When you are here, pray. When you are here.
When you are here. When you are here. When you are here.
Pray, 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 pray. Don't leave me like this, oh God.
When you are here. 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 Boom, 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 boom.